morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
It's hard times right now in Oklahoma, and these hard times have taught us a tough lesson. We can't trust the career politicians who got us in this mess to get us out of it. Isn't it time for someone new? Meet Kevin Stitt, a successful businessman, an outsider, a conservative, now running for governor.
I'm Kevin Stitt. I grew up in Norman. Dad was a pastor. It was faith and family. After college, I started Gateway Mortgage Group with an old computer and a dream. Today, we employ more than 1,100. My faith drives me, and my wife and my six children inspire me. I've solved big problems my whole life, and I don't think the career politicians know how to fix it. And that's why I'm running for governor, because Oklahoma's turnaround, it starts right here, right now.
Kevin Stitt, the conservative pro-life Republican for governor, paid for by Stitt for Governor 2018.
We sat down this week in studio with Oklahoma's current Attorney General, Mike Hunter. You'll remember that Hunter was appointed by Governor Mary Fallon after former Attorney General Scott Pruitt left office to join President Trump's cabinet as administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency. With the primary election coming up next Tuesday, Hunter is hoping to secure the Republican nomination to continue serving in his current capacity, this time for a full term. On Monday, he spoke to us about some of the issues related to rural Oklahoma that he's been tackling since taking office and what he hopes to continue to offer Oklahomans as their Attorney General. Among the many cases that have drawn his attention, one of the most pressing issues, he says, has been fighting against the opioid crisis that has plagued rural communities across the nation, not excluding Oklahoma.
We're losing about 1,000 Oklahomans a year to opioid overdoses. Most of those are totally preventable. The overprescribing of opioids is the root cause of the epidemic here in the state. I've done three things in the AG's office. We've sued opioid manufacturers for their oversupply to prescribers. We're shutting down pill mills, prosecuting doctors that are being reckless. And then lastly, we work with the legislature to give the state more tools to tighten laws and help us fight the epidemic.
And Hunter's dealings with drug use aren't limited to just opioids either. With an overwhelming vote by the people to legalize the medical use of marijuana in the state, Hunter is now working with those in government to get a handle on the situation in order to keep liabilities in check, while at the same time respecting the democratic process.
So State Question 788 was passed fairly overwhelmingly, I think by almost a 12-point margin. And it is a bill that's designed to be very liberal with regard to the availability and use of marijuana when it's determined by individuals to have medical application. A lot of concern, a lot of gray areas, a lot of inconsistencies and contradictions in the bill. But our advice to the health department was you can't change that law. You can't amend it or modify it. You need to adopt a minimum of rules to allow it to be implemented. Mm-hmm. And then changes can occur through the legislative process. It's not in the Constitution. It's a statute. There's a working group over at the Capitol that's meeting with stakeholders, meeting with law enforcement, with business people. I'm confident they're going to have a good handle on it, and they're going to be able to make the changes that need to be made so that situations like an employer not being able to discipline an employee who has a license and is using marijuana and creates liability both inside the business and outside. Those are things that I'm confident the legislature will address, and I've committed to work with them to do that.
You got farm news on Ron.
It's Cowboys Helping Kids at the 2018 OCA Ranch Rodeo. New name, but the same great event going on at the Lazy E Arena, August 24th and 25th. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association and presenting partner Ford invite you to watch working cowboys representing 12 Oklahoma ranches compete at the 34th OCA Ranch Rodeo. Once again, the event will benefit Children's Hospital Foundation, and with your help, OCA has donated $475,000 since 1997. The OCA Ranch Rodeo performances both nights at 7 o'clock. Tickets available at lazye.com.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.